Hey people, welcome to another episode of Power Influence. I appreciate you for listening. So let's jump at it. This week is pretty straightforward. Title simple and easy to remember. Now, each and every one of us need to improve in any area that needs improvement. So right, let's talk about tradition. The handing down from generation to generation of the same customs, belief, and etc. by word of mouth. So basically, this episode is about understanding the arts of repetition in terms of becoming who you want to be and what you want to master.
Whatever you do, you want to develop technical mastery. You want to be the best at what you do. You want to master it. See, part of self-motivation is you've got to find something that gives you a strong sense of competence. Well, you become known for that. You develop a reputation of being good at doing that. You set some high personal standards for yourself. You're not competing with anybody else. You're just unfolding yourself to be the best person that you could be. That you want to give the best quality service that you can give, because that is a statement about who you are. The other thing that's the key to self-motivation is recognize the fact that you're going to get into some slumps. Recognize the fact that you're going to encounter a great deal of failure in life. It goes with the territory. But in the face of that, you want to be relentless. When you want something, you don't expect everybody to say, oh, you want this? Oh, great. We want to give this to you. You're such a nice person. You're doing it for your family, aren't you? Great. No, life isn't like that. No, many doors will be closed in your face. Many loans that you will want. And they'll say, no, you don't have enough collateral. You don't have enough credit. And most people will give up. But you've got to decide that I'm going to be fearless. I refuse to be denied. And I'm going to go all out. I'm going to be relentless. I don't care how many no's I encounter. I like something Isaiah Thomas said when he's getting ready for a basketball game. He said, I'm going to either shoot us in or shoot us out. But I'm not going to not do anything. And that's the way to go. You can't make a basket unless you shoot the ball. You can't hit a home run unless you take a swing at it. Most people won't even take a swing. Well, I probably won't make it anyhow. That's the conversation within. They probably won't give it to me anyhow. If you want something, you've got to be relentless. You've got to decide, I deserve this, and I'm going to have it. And you go all out to get it. That drives you. The next thing is that when you want something out of life, you've got to be willing to go into action. Don't wait around for things to be just right. Don't wait for things to be perfect. Don't wait for the ideal situation. It will never be ideal. There will always be a reason. Well, as soon as the children grow up, as soon as I pay my bills, as soon as I get my divorce, as soon as I get enough money together. A lot of people never take a chance in life. They don't want to take any chances. They want the situation to be ideal. See, that's not walking by faith. That's walking by sight. If I can see it, I'll do it. No. That's a lot of people say, if I can see it, I'll believe it. No. If you believe it, you can see it. And don't be disturbed because no one else can see it. That's not unusual. That is ordinary. But because you want some different kind of results in your life, you've got to be willing to be unreasonable. If you want unreasonable results in your life, you've got to be willing to be unreasonable. Part of being unreasonable, you don't judge according to appearances. Part of being unreasonable, you can see it because you believe it. That's part of being unreasonable.
If you believe it, you will see it. The more you do it, the easier it will become. Just also trying to talk about my journey ever since I started podcasting, and at the same time referencing how hard it was when I started, and it still is. Sometimes it's easy, but not all the time. So yep, in this episode, I will talk about just how important it is to keep doing something, because at the later stage, you realize its significance.
Oh yes. Here we go! Woo!
The sky is not the limit. Think bigger, but start small with what you got. So when I started this podcast on January, or in fact, let's start with when the idea of a podcast came about, I had no idea on what to do. That's where research comes in. There must always be that in every episode. That's what I consider. But rather, this is a story showing how everything from the get-go to the final product is. So getting an idea to do something isn't easy first and foremost. Because you wander through a series of great ideas, but then you look at what works for the certain week. So let me take you into what inspired the first few episodes. I'm talking about episode 1, 2, 3, 4, maybe 5 as well. So the approach on those episodes were all just about researching a topic, right? But I was still experimenting on what works and what doesn't work. For sure, you have seen the differences in all episodes. I'm not saying the names and titles of each episode, but the way they've been structured so far, and I want to let you know the changes that happened didn't happen all at once. It took time, and I know I'm still learning. My goal every week is to improve and make a better episode, but I don't fully know if I don't get reviews, so please do send reviews. Let me know how I can make it a great podcast. And you know what? You can take me on your social platforms and highlight what inspired you in the episode. So, you see now, I'm bringing you into the world of podcasting. Like, it's not easy to prepare, but when you like it, no, scratch that. When you love something enough to do it, and if it can change or inspire people for the right reasons, you have got to do it, even if you're going to fail at first and not get it right. Keep doing it. So I will keep doing the podcast weekly and enjoy doing it while at it. So the story for changing lives begins when you realize your why. What is the end game and what do you expect people to take out of it? Whenever I think about it, I make sure the title says it all.
No excuse that if you decided that you're going to do this, if it becomes hard, then do it hard. If it's difficult, so what? If it's inconvenient, so what? See, a lot of people made a commitment to come here tonight, but they looked outside and said, it's raining. The temperature dropped. It's cold outside. And they decide to give up on their commitment. And that's how people do about their dreams. They don't honor their commitment to themselves. Let me tell you what happens when you don't keep your commitment. Number one, it begins to deplete your self-esteem and it erodes your self-image. It weakens your faith in yourself. You don't feel good when you don't keep your commitments.
You know, just imagine what life would be like if you kept your commitment, working week in and week out. Commitments are only met when you do the work, no matter how hard the circumstances are. I believe, and also referencing this to my journey, consistency has been a great anchor towards coming weekly to communicate with all of you. Many people always say that it is one of the ways to maintain a relationship, and of course, that is true. That's it. Sometimes when we look at how things are done, we think it's easily completed. But somewhere, somehow, it's all consistency. Like you have got to pitch up for what you do, and then you will be successful at it. Believe it or not, it's amazing coming up every week to do these episodes. It's great. Even if I'm not yet where I wish to be, but one day, through this foundation that is being formed at this time, it will lead to the end game I seek. And that's just really to empower lives and encourage people to just dream big and even bigger and to change their own communities. So the ideal perspective for this episode is that you need to strive and continue doing your work. Don't ever give up or stop doing the work. And that's it for the week. I hope the motivation clips helped as well. And with that said, I will leave you the same way I leave every week. Catch you later.